Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a commercial bus driver has been charged with 38 counts of reckless endangerment because he blacked out behind the steering wheel while snacking on gummies that he said he did not know had infused THC. Or tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychoactive component of marijuana. Jean-Juan Chen appeared Tuesday in Bridgeport Superior Court after being arrested at his home in Boston. He was driving 38 passengers from the Mohegan Sun Casino on March 13th when he stopped the bus on the side of Interstate 95 in Stratford. Police said they found Chen slumped unconscious in the driver's seat next to an open package of Smokies edibles, cannabis-infused fruit chews. Wow. It even said Smokies edibles, cannabis-infused fruit chews. Toxicology tests showed Chen had a high level of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis. Chen told Judge Ndidi Moses on Tuesday that he had no idea he had been snacking on anything but regular candy. He said, I didn't know it was marijuana. And he said that through a Chinese interpreter. According to Hearst Connecticut Media, he said, I didn't know. Moses ordered Chen held in lieu of $25,000 bond and set his next court date for August 25th. Victor Chen, the manager of Go-Go Sun Tour, the bus company, told Hearst that Jean-Juan Chen had been driving for the Boston-based company for 10 years and has a, quote, exemplary record. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, but he has a sweet tooth and likes candy. He said this would never have happened a couple years ago, but now there's marijuana everywhere here. So you hear this and you're like, okay, you know, all right, well, somebody got in trouble with his gummies. But there's a bigger issue at play that I'm noticing. And it's the ubiquitousness, if I'm using the right word, of marijuana, gummies, cannabis, THC, how easy it is to get, how easy it is for people to use, and how the regulations we're supposed to have in place to protect drivers and to protect passengers might not be enforced. Now, I told you, I voted to legalize marijuana in my neck of the woods because, I know a lot of people disagree with why I did this, but I did it, number one, is because we needed to free up the police officers. We had so much other bigger fish to fry that that was, to me, a concern. Another concern I had is we need to study it. And in order to study it and know what we can use in terms of medical applications, sometimes we have to have it unhindered from some of the, from some of the federal as well as state legislative grip, illegal grip that it has currently. So I wanted there to be a little bit more freedom in terms of it being able to be studied in medical settings. What I did not want, and I knew this was going to be a consequence, was I didn't want it in the schools. I didn't want more kids having access to it. I didn't want people who drove, people, at the workplace on it. But one of the main reasons why I wanted it to be legalized is because I knew the narcotic police and the witch hunt on people who were prescribing narcotics was going to hurt those people in pain. And when I saw what was happening in terms of, oh, we're writing too many narcotics, knowing that we were going to have a society where people were going to be in a lot of pain not having access to it, I wanted to make sure there was at least something else people could go to. And that's why I voted to legalize it. And I'd do it again. Do I think we have a mess on our hands with it? Absolutely. Do I think my city sometimes stinks? Do I smell marijuana on the roads? Are kids, when I'm lecturing them in class, telling me that their parents are smoking while they're in the back seat of the car? I mean, it is a drug, and it is a, especially the THC component, it is something that impairs driving. This is not something that is a, oh, it's completely benign, it's completely safe. Just like with alcohol. You're not supposed to drink and drive. There's very, very strict rules. Do people drink and drive still? Yes. And sadly, there's still people dying. So seeing a bus driver black out because he didn't know that his gummies had it, and these gummy snacks and these worms, they look like any other candy. My guess is they might have to eventually, with marijuana, do what they did with Juul vaping, where, okay, it can't be packaged and it can't look like things that kids could be attracted to. I wonder if they might have to eventually do that with these edibles. But honestly, these candies and cookies and things like that, they look like any other baked good. And if somebody doesn't have their glasses on and they don't read the packaging, then they're going to miss the fact that there's, you know, there's a psychoactive substance in it. Now, there's a big push for there to be federal release of the controlled substance hindrance upon marijuana and to legalize it. But I'm unsure how the National Transportation Safety Board is going to handle drivers. One of the reasons why we have a dearth of truck drivers and we don't have enough delivery drivers and drivers is because you cannot get a commercial driver's license if you use marijuana. And it seems to me that the average person does. And so if you won't pass your driver's test, you won't get the job. And so, you know, and we still aren't that technologically savvy on being able to say, look, you are actively inebriated or this is just still in your system and it has absolutely no effect on you. Marijuana could be in your system for about a month. So, you know, I've said this for years. I'm noticing an uptick in foodborne illness, in workplace injuries, things like that. I do think marijuana is to blame. But we're at a crossroads. We need to figure out either how to regulate it better, how to allow our passengers to have more safety, or how to minimize, you know, the way these things are so easy to get. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. The U.S. Federal Reserve is meeting right now to discuss what may be its biggest rate increase in nearly 30 years. We are being told that it might be a 75 basis point hike. You guys know a lot more about economics than I do. I really worry that we're heading into a recession no matter what happens. And the lower interest rates fuels buying. But right now with high prices, I think everybody is really trying to now pucker up and keep things tight and close to home. So the U.S. Federal Reserve is poised to raise borrowing costs Wednesday amid the troubling acceleration of inflation. They say, according to Daily Mail, the only question being whether officials will opt for the biggest hike in nearly three decades or a smaller step up. The central bank seemed set to increase the benchmark interest rate by about 0.5 percentage points, but a resurgence of consumer and producer prices in May has fueled growing speculation of a 75 basis point hike. They say some economists continue to argue that such an aggressive step would indicate rising panic among policymakers who are usually reluctant to surprise financial markets. Others argue that the Fed is behind the curve and needs to react strongly to prove its resolve to combat inflation. They say it is possible that by Wednesday, the only way for the Fed to surprise markets would be to raise the rates by 50 points. That's according to Harvard economist and former White House advisor Jason Furman. They say if policymakers decide on a giant step, it would be the first 75 basis point increase since November 1994. They say the policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee is due to announce the rate decision at 1800, which would be, that's GMT. So the way they do that, that's not Eastern Standard Time. So 1800. So if it was Eastern, do you guys know what GMT is? I got to look that up now. What the heck is GMT? Because I'm reading this from Daily Mail. So Daily Mail, that's in British. Okay, GMT time stands for, because I'm on Pacific Standard Time. So GMT is Greenwich Mean Time. Greenwich Mean Time right now is 6:20 p.m., which means it would have already been announced. Well, I don't have the announcement, so they're already behind. Okay, so it didn't even matter. They said it was supposed to be announced 20 minutes ago, and it wasn't. Federal Chair Jerome Powell will hold a press conference after the meeting, so then I will let you guys know, because obviously, you know, if I'm not getting it in real time, you guys aren't. President Joe Biden has fully endorsed the Fed's battle against the steepest rise in prices in more than 40 years. He watches inflation erode his popularity and deflect attention from other milestones, including a rapid recovery of the world's largest economy and record job growth. Okay, I disagree with this whole record job growth, because when people in your party caused us to lose our jobs and told everybody they can't go to work, and then they said, okay, you guys can come back to work, you can't get credit for that. You can't kick somebody off a boat and then say, okay, we're going to let you back on the boat and go, oh, look, how many of you we saved. So, you know, even though Biden was not president during the 2020 mass lockdowns and shutdowns and kicking people out of their jobs, I don't know if that's a real huge win, because you can't take credit for something that many of your governors did. And finally reversed. So interest rates, when you raise interest rates, it's going to cost more to borrow. People will be less likely to borrow. They might be less likely then to spend, less likely to invest, might hold on to their money more. If their interest rates are higher, they might put more money into the bank. I still think I-bonds are at 9.37% right now. So, you know, if you're going to have money in the bonds instead of the bank accounts, you're going to obviously make a lot more interest in that. So I don't know if necessarily, I know this is how they do things to try to help shake things up, but we're being told that inflation has just, bacon's up 15.3%, beef 10.2%, cereal 12.2%, eggs up 32.2%, fruits and vegetables 8.2%, bread 8.7%, milk up 15.9%, new vehicles up 12.6%, clothes up 5%, gasoline 48.7%, airfares 37.8%, rent 5.2%, and then of course fuel's jumped at least 52%, going even higher. Transport 39%, airline tickets up 21.7%, food and drink 14.8%, hotels up 11%. So gas prices have jumped to 5.04 nationally. I know in California it's been up to 6.435 a gallon. So, you know, if the feds think that this is going to help, power to them. I think it's beyond that. I think, you know, we're already late. We're already behind the curve with this. You have a very, very unsteady world right now. People have not rebounded from COVID that they thought they would have. We also have people losing out because of COVID right now. We are in our fifth variant of the year of COVID, having had Omicron, the BA1, then the BA2, then the BA2.121, now the BA4 and the BA5 variants are now pervading right now. And so with, you know, people not having, you know, their staff show up, people might not be going out, so money's starting to drop. And as money starts to drop and money's not coming in, people have to save their money. When people save their money, they don't want to spend. When they don't want to spend, then less people make money. So it's just a vicious cycle, and yes, I do believe we're going into a recession. I know everybody says, no, it's not happening. You know, the government is going to be fine. The war is going to end. There's going to be all these factors. I don't think so. I think as we come into the midterms, it is going to be a very, very dismal summer, fall. We are actually, I think, in a very mixed position from a COVID standpoint. I thought we were really going to see some movements and see us making some great headway. And we have in terms of hospitalizations and death. But what these last strains have shown us is that we every month or two are going to get hit with another wave of COVID. And that affects the economy every time it happens. And it affects people's health. And it affects people's work. And it affects people wanting to go to work. And now what's been happening? Well, we've been touting, why don't we do 4-day work weeks? You know, why don't we do more work from home? We're not going to make you come back to work. We're not going to. And it just, I think it's just a snowball effect. So I don't think we're going to be able to stop the slide. That's just me. And as a physician, I'm really nervous because I see what people are doing to try to minimize their cost. Again, had a patient yesterday who had something serious going on. And when I asked him, I go, did you go and see a medical provider yet? He said, no, because the telemedicine is my only free option. Okay, medicine was never supposed to be, like, free. Healthcare was never supposed to be free. But now that there's these options, people will do whatever it takes to try to force that option to be their one and only healthcare outlet. And I'm like, but you've got to get this taken care of. I can't do anything for you over the phone. You've got to see a person. And you have to see somebody in person. Yeah, but then it's not free. I had a patient, she was pregnant, fell, looks like she broke her ankle. Told her, you got to go in and get seen. You got to at least, you know, get this, you know, splinted or casted. And she said, no, because I have a $500 deductible. It'll be a $500 deductible. Now I get you. $500 is a lot, but I haven't seen $500 deductibles since the early 2000s. No. I haven't seen $500 deductibles since the mid-2000s. And I wanted to say, how did you get a $500 deductible? I have a multi-$1,000 deductible. Whoa. But she doesn't want to go to the hospital. I go, but the problem is if you're pregnant and if you're not moving and you're not walking, you could get a blood clot. You know, and it's, you know, so people can't afford to pay their deductible or go to the doctor or do what they need to do. And then I worry that there's going to be even more health consequences. So I talk a lot about the economy on this show because if the economy is bad, it's bad for health. And look at what COVID did in terms of people not getting their cancer checked, not getting their mammograms, not getting their prostates checked, not getting their colonoscopies. You know, we heard Toby Keith is fighting gastric cancer. And he's had 6 months of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. And I just wonder, did he have symptoms during COVID? But because of COVID, he couldn't get seen. Such that now he has to go through all of that. You know, it's very, very frustrating for me because as a physician, I want things addressed early. The earlier things get addressed, the better the prognosis. And sadly, economy has a huge factor, plays a huge factor on that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Will Senate Democrats support Joe Biden for re-election? Katie Lewis has the story.
An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to federal figures released Wednesday, Tesla vehicles have accounted for nearly 70% of reported crashes involving advanced driver assist systems since last June. But officials warn that the data is incomplete and isn't meant to indicate which carmaker's systems might be safest. This is USA Radio News. Bitcoin tumbled Wednesday to a new 18-month low, spurring a sharp fall in crypto markets sparked by crypto lender Celsius, who froze customer withdrawals. The world's largest cryptocurrency fell to under $21,000, its lowest since December 2020. Bitcoin has lost around 28% since Friday and more than half of its value this year. Expectations for sharper Fed rate hikes have led to mounting pressure on risky assets from cryptocurrencies to stocks. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, once under consideration as President Joe Biden's running mate, was named White House Senior Advisor for Public Engagement on Wednesday. Bottoms did not seek re-election for office last year after rising to national prominence in Atlanta, where she was hailed by progressives and derided by conservatives for her work on police brutality and protests and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in Southern Nevada, where I live, we have had a first presumptive case of monkeypox in Clark County. Southern Nevada Health District has reported that there is a presumptive case. Thus far, we don't know of any other cases, but they are looking into it, and then we will have, obviously, some more information once we get that. The first probable case of monkeypox follows, I think, at least 69 other cases that we have reported in the United States. We might even already be above the 70 number. Multiple states have reported cases, and interestingly, I know people are freaking out. They're going, oh, my gosh, it's spreading so fast. It actually is spreading a lot slower than other things. I mean, to me, fast is COVID. COVID is super fast. People are getting COVID super fast. I mean, they walk into a room, they sneeze, 2 days later, somebody else has it. So for us to be roughly at maybe 70 cases nationally, worldwide, over 1,000, yes, it is spreading, but I've seen faster. So I'm not overly concerned about the speed of it. I am concerned why we're seeing it spread in areas that we don't usually see it in. Okay, this is a virus that is more endemic to Western Africa countries. Don't usually see it in Europe to the degree that we're seeing it. It's hit multiple countries that I don't think have ever seen monkeypox cases. In America, we had monkeypox, I think it was back in 2003. There might have been a prairie dog outbreak, but this is something that we usually don't see. So medical professionals have to be on alert. Obviously, symptoms of monkeypox can look originally like COVID. Fever, body aches, feeling fatigued, some swollen glands and the underarms and neck and things like that. But the pox virus, that's pretty telling. When you get these blisters, these big blisters, they might start on the face and then go down. As opposed to chicken pox, they start on the chest a lot of times. With the monkey pox, they'll start on the face and then they'll go down to the extremities and the trunk and all that. They're very blistery. They're big. They're red. They're pink. They might be skin colored. And they're you can't miss them. I know a lot of people like to touch blisters, and they like to, like, poke on them, going, oh, that's cool. Don't touch your friend's monkeypox, okay? If you do feel like somebody next to you is ill, whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's strep, whether it's monkeypox, keep your distance. Originally, as I said before, the CDC had on its website large respiratory droplet transmission. That is a mode of transmission for monkeypox. They have updated it to still include respiratory droplets, but of course, skin-on-skin contact. So if you are in contact with an infected animal or an infected person or wild game or you got scratched by something, the virus is very contagious. And so if it gets into the skin, it could infect you. If you breathe it close by, if you rub against somebody that has it, they're still studying if it could be transmitted through sexual fluids and if it's STD transmitted. We do not call it a sexually transmitted illness because at this time we do not feel that it is transmitted during contact or penetration. But just like with COVID, if you are having sex with somebody and you're breathing and you're, you know, obviously skin on skin, you can get it based on close contact. So that's going to be the difference. They'll call it close contact as opposed to it being sexually transmitted. So sores, scabs, body fluids, they could spread by respiratory secretions through prolonged face-to-face contact. Monkeypox can spread during intimate contact between people, according to the CDC, including during sex. If you kiss, cuddle, touch parts of the body with monkeypox sores. They aren't sure, again, if it's spread through semen or vaginal fluids. I don't know if you could spread it with a blunt. I don't know. I mean, I have seen, you know, I mean, we're seeing cases of COVID just spread like wildfire. And so, you know, people sharing their dubs and their blunts and their pot, obviously, you know, can be a concern as well. So the 2003 outbreak is fascinating. Back in 2003, there were 47 confirmed and probable cases of monkeypox. This occurred in Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. All people infected with monkeypox became ill after having contact with pet prairie dogs. The pets were infected after being housed near imported small mammals from Ghana. This was the first time that human monkeypox was reported outside of Africa. Now, investigators, according to CDC, you know, tried to figure out why this happened. They thought that the shipment of animals from Ghana that was imported to Texas in April 2003 was how monkeypox got introduced. The shipment contained 800 small mammals representing 9 different species, including 6 types of rodents. These rodents included rope squirrels, tree squirrels, African giant pouched rats, bushtail porcupines, dormice, and striped mice. The CDC showed that two African giant pouched rats, nine dormice, and three rope squirrels all had monkeypox virus. After importation into the United States, some of the infected animals were housed near the prairie dogs. Those prairie dogs were sold as pets, and then United States or Americans who got these prairie dogs then got infected. They said all people infected with monkeypox became ill after having contact with the pet prairie dogs in 2003. Study conducted after the outbreak suggested that certain activities associated with animals were more likely to lead to monkeypox infection, and that would be touching the animal, getting bit, scratched, etc. Now, it was interesting because we didn't have the sex and the rave and the all this talk of how people having sex could spread it to each other. This seemed to be contained and limited. According to the CDC and the public health departments, together with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, FDA, and other agencies, they did lab testing, they gave the smallpox vaccine, they developed guidance for patients, they informed us healthcare providers that there was monkeypox, they informed veterinarians, etc. And for some reason, it didn't spread. So, this is a little different than the 2003 outbreak, because we have multiple cases. Let me see if I could find where the case count is now, and I apologize that my computer is really slow. Monkeypox case count in U.S. It's so hard to broadcast and type at the same time. But I thought I saw the number 70. No, we don't have an updated number. I'm sorry. Yeah, CDC does not have an updated number here on their website. So I'm going to pull up. You know what? I could do the math. Okay, do you guys want to help me with this? 16 and 4 is 20. 27 and 7 is 34. Okay, I think we have 70 cases. I'm going to go with 70. So multiple states have reported cases now. Arizona has 1, California 15, Colorado 4, District of Columbia 2, Florida 5, Georgia 2, Hawaii 5, Illinois 8, Massachusetts 4, New York 15, Ohio 1, Oklahoma 1, Pennsylvania 1, Rhode Island 1, Texas 1, Utah, Virginia, Utah's 2, Virginia 1, Washington 1, and now in Southern Nevada, being reported by the Southern Nevada Health District, 1 case. So, just like I said, be on the lookout. If you're feeling grumpy and you don't feel good and you have a fever and you got some swollen glands, go and get yourself checked out. If you think you've been exposed, don't go to Facebook. Don't go to social media. Go to your medical provider first. From there, the medical provider will decide if you need contact tracing and if it is, you know, COVID or if it is monkeypox or what it is. If you do feel like you are sick with something, you could let your contacts know that they might want to go and get checked out. But, this is spreading luckily slower than I would have expected. So that might be a good sign. I just can't explain why you didn't see the spread like we did back in 2003 that we do now. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. It looks like the Feds have raised a key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. This is the biggest hike since 1994 in a bid to slow rapid inflation. They have raised the interest rate to 0.75% in an attempt to bring in record high levels of inflation. The officials agreed to increase this after a two-day meeting that wrapped up today. It is the biggest hike since 1994. The move will increase then its benchmark short-term rate, which affects many consumer and business loans, to between 1.5% and 1.75%. They say this will likely result in higher interest rates for car and home loans. They say we're strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. More interest rate hikes could follow in the days to come. And so, you know, for those of us that aren't investing, the move might not necessarily, we might not see that much of an effect. In terms of inflation, I don't think we're going to see an immediate short-term effect because things are just getting costlier and everybody's cranking up their costs. And I think a lot of people are seeing the writing on the wall. So, you know, is it going to do that much? Economists will know more. Obviously, I'm not one to comment. I'm a physician, not a lover. So I can't really comment necessarily on love and on economy to that degree. But I do worry that it might be too little too late. And I think the inflation is beyond what these moves can do. And with a recession coming on, which sadly comes when people don't want to spend, sometimes I worry that moves that deter investing and deter spending and allow our dollar to last longer cause more mayhem economically than not. So hopefully this is something that helps. I can't really say much either way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the meantime, President Biden's approval has dropped further for a third straight week. 56% of Americans disapprove and 39% approve. 39% of America approves of the president's job in office. Not exactly sure what they approve of, but this is a poll of about 1,000 Americans online. It included 443 Democrats, 364 Republicans. Decline in satisfaction largely came from Democrats, they said. 74% approved of Biden last week, compared to 85% in August. So the satisfaction rates are declining, even among Democrats. President Biden's approval rating dropped for the third straight week. It's been below 50% since August. Doesn't bode well for Democrats coming into the midterm elections. And it was a small poll, 1,000 surveyed online, and how many people lie. And, you know, so I don't really take a lot of stock into these polls. And honestly, what's really, really shocking is how come close to 40% approve? What is it about Biden's performance that is just so stellar? What is going right for people? I'm not sure. I mean, that's something that I've been very, frustrated with. You know, I've been around for a while, so I've seen how healthcare has changed. I've seen how the economy has changed. And so I know when a president messes something up and when a president doesn't mess something up. And so when people seem to be diehard pro-Biden, a lot of that, what's driving them is they were anti-Trump. And again, what was so bad during the Trump administration? What am I missing here? What was so, so bad? And I don't remember the gas prices being like this. I don't remember inflation being like this. You know, I know we had COVID, but it was the more Democrat-leaning states that did the lockdowns and, you know, caused the job losses. Most of the Republican-leaning states were still open. So, I mean, if people are blaming the lockdowns on Trump, I don't think that's right. You know, are people blaming Trump, you know, COVID on Trump? Those who are very, very pro-Biden, wasn't that they really were in love with Biden and all his policies, but that they loved the fact that it wasn't Trump. So, I don't know if that's going to be enough in the midterms. We'll see. Now, interestingly, on The View, host Sonny Hostin had suggested that there be a Kamala Harris-Pete Buttigieg ticket. And they think that that ticket would completely obliterate Trump or DeSantis. So in a segment on Tuesday, co-host Sonny Hostin called Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a, quote, according to Washington Times, she called him a murderous fascist, calling him Death Santis, who would easily be defeated by the ticket. What am I missing? Why is he called that? What? She said that if President Biden did not run for re-election, as a number of Democrats are now speculating and even hoping for, Vice President Kamala Harris and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg would be, quote, great as a ticket. She said, do you think they could win? Really, according to Joy Behar? And Ms. Austin said, well, I would vote for them. I hope this country is ready for something like that. I think the brain power alone would just obliterate Donald Trump or Death Santis, she said. She said there were other good Democratic candidates, especially the, quote, pretty ones. She said, I do think there are plenty of Democrats that have tons of verve and energy. I like Gavin Newsom because he's really pretty to look at. Hey, you know what? Hey, I had told you guys when I opened up the show that people do look at the looks of, they do. They are voting for people who they like the looks of. They are after you know, the appearance of Biden looking frail and the vilification of Trump and his looks, I think a lot of people are using that superficial parameter when they look at votes and who can win. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan was very suave, very, you know, I don't know if Matt McConaughey can hold that same sort of, you know, reverence for voters. George Clooney might be able to. I don't know if George Clooney's going to think of a run. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if George Clooney, definitely not this time around because the Democrats are going to get a beating. But I really do think that these elections are going to go even more towards, you know, who's good looking, who's, you know, who's more Teflon when it comes to making, you know, making fun of people, because they just don't like, they didn't like the memes and the little video snippets that they got of our, you know, previous public officials. Do I think a Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg ticket would be a good ticket for the Democrats? Absolutely not. Kamala Harris was in over her head. Now, maybe her wings were clipped. Maybe she could have done more, and the current administration wouldn't let her. We're all very aware that vice presidents rarely get to shine. They should. They should allow these people to shine, so then it's easier for them to win in an election. But, you know, having her in charge of the border, and I don't know whether they let her go down or she chose not to go down or whatever, but she just does not seem to have been able to establish anything or affect anything that was very successful thus far in her term as vice presidency. So I think a lot of women are nervous that if you're going to pick a woman and say she's going to be our first woman president, they want someone that's going to probably do a much better job. I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats choose Michelle Obama or Oprah or somebody that has a much better following, much more popular. Kamala Harris was not popular, which is why she lost the primary. So I was really shocked that Joe Biden chose her, because you would think you'd, you know, choose somebody with that was, you know, had more likability. But, you know, women are going to be nervous if she's the one that represents women in politics. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.